The Traveler's Journal, January 20th. Clicking on webcams around the world. Now you can hunt for the Loch Ness Monster, window shop at Bloomingdale's, get a captain's view from the bridge of a cruise ship, see the sunrise from the top of a Hawaiian volcano, or watch a satellite view of the Earth, all 24 hours a day without leaving your home. The fusion of internet technology and old-fashioned wanderlust is creating a new kind of tourism. Webcams, digital video cameras that supply real-time live images directly onto the World Wide Web, can take travelers a long way. A very popular bear cam, sighted at an Alaskan stream during last summer's salmon spawn, let 100,000 people witness a drama only 10 actual visitors a day could attend. Some webcams even offer full 360-degree panoramas. But in addition to linking people to distant places they might never actually go, webcams can also provide visual information to make daily travel decisions. For example, you can get real views of a busy highway to plan a drive, find out whether a beach is crowded, or check the snow conditions at a ski resort. The unedited visual information transcends language barriers. It's also a great educational tool, empowering individuals everywhere to expand their world consciousness. Wireless technology makes this information available virtually anywhere, in your car, or even the palm of your hand. Someday soon, webcams may serve up images for virtual wallpaper, permitting, say, diners in an Italian restaurant in Chicago to look out the window and see the streets of Venice. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.